Oh, wee. Torrance, are you telling me that you're recording again? Yeah, I found some time. Oh, my God. Yeah, I found some time. It's funny, too, because Bryson, another listener, I love her dearly. She's known me for decades. I'm still congested. If it's the bug, it's the bug. If it ain't, it ain't. But you didn't get a test? I didn't. Mama was like, it could just be allergies because allergy season's coming up. Yeah, it could be. I'm better though. It don't matter. But Bryson was like, where's the new episode? And typically it's like Bryson, Shantae, Mayweather's ass once, Ryan ass, two different Ryan. I mean, like I told y'all, I record them when I got time. But now I'm just like, I need to record these when I'm thinking about it. And not when I'm thinking about it per se, like, oh, should I need to record? But record, like, when I'm thinking about the topic. Like, because I be going through shit in my mind, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to record that later. I'm going to say that later. And then later comes and be like, shit, what the fuck did I say? Yeah. This was something, how do I title it? Reliability. I don't want to say reliability. It's just like, dependability, reliability is funny to me. It's funny to me as a concept, as a construct, as a conception, because concept and conception is the same thing. But it's funny because I've dealt with this many, many, many times. I see it many, many, many times. I wonder about it many, many times. But yeah, it was a line on a 2 Chainz song called Save Me. I like the song. Who was that? NBA Youngboy's on it, that idiot. And 2 Chainz says, I text my nigga, he ain't reply, guess he ain't. I'm like, wow. He texts his guy, but his guy ain't reply, so I guess he ain't his guy. Wow. So then, one of my guys, and I thought about this like a month ago. I don't know why I didn't record life. Life be lifing, because life be lifing. And life is a lifer, because it be lifing. And one of my guys like had posted this video of, like, Busta Rhymes talking about how if he can't reach out to you and you respond to him when he needs you to, then y'all not cool, or I need people to rely on. Some shit like, I'm like, we really give people a lot. Like, we get them a whole lot. Like, we get, and then it's some of y'all out there like, well, Torrance, you crazy because people need people. Yeah, people need people, but to a point, right? Like, the point where you just, look, there's a lot of things I know in my life that I can't do without other folks. I know that for a fact. I'm also recording in my living room right now because I just been laying on the floor in here. I do this often where I just lay on the floor in the living room. I'm being reflective. And I have a lot to be thankful for. And I know that, again, wow, full circle, because I'm the shit. I know that I didn't get here by myself. I know I had some help, but that's not why I'm here. I applaud, and I'm thankful for, and I am truly, 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 truly blessed for my independence. My ability to just be able to go and do and be and experience and live and love and life and whatever. I don't need nobody to do things. I mean, granted, if I call upon thee and thee does not respond, my thoughts are, you must be busy. Well, my thoughts are, I guess you got some other shit going. It's never, fuck that motherfucker, or where was you at when I needed you, or some shit like that. Nope. Life don't work that way. And we got to stop giving people that type of credit. We got to stop giving people that type of, I don't want to say credit, but that type of weight. Because it's heavy. It's heavy. Again, I got homeboys that I love. I got homeboys that I trust. And I got homeboys that I love and trust. See how I said that? Break it down for you. And my circle of friends, and I use that loosely because Philip has told me, I believe, what is it? My the way I look at it is I have family, because family's first always. Then I have friends. Then I have frat. And then I have people that know me. And that's it. Family, friends, frat, people that know me. It's like them, was it Venn diagram where them circles be overlapping each other. A few of y'all are in them first two categories. A few of y'all go back and forth. It is what it is. As people I trust, as people I love, as people that I love and trust. It is what it is. Don't question yourself. Well, where do I fall? Where do I fall? Don't worry about all that. It's where you fall. I have somebody in my life that keeps me on my toes. I have somebody in my life that's a responsible friend. I have somebody in my life that I know ain't shit. I have somebody in my life that I won't call for nothing. But these are all people I know. And so we as people, again, we give people too much. We get them too much. Because we expect things. And it's one of them things, like I've learned again as an adult in my 36 going on 37, Lord willing, years, that we expect ourselves out of people. And we should stop doing that. We really should. We really should. My expectations are very low for people. Very, very low. I don't have any expectations about people. You know what I expect? To be disappointed. That's my expectation. I expect to be disappointed. I expect to be let down. Wow, Torrance, you shouldn't think that way. I shouldn't? Why not? Because it's bad thinking. Because when you expect to be let down, I mean, you just, it's just crazy. Yeah, I know. But I expect to be let down. I expect for motherfuckers to disappoint. So that when they don't disappoint, oh, that's what's up. See how it changes? Oh, word. I expect the worst. I always expect the worst. I remember I told my ex this back when we were doing whatever it is we was doing. And I told her, I was like, you know, I honestly have no expectations of this. Are you serious? Yeah, I don't expect anything. I'm just going to focus on the moments because I don't expect this to go anywhere or to do anything because you're continuing to do what you do. So I have no expectations. You tell a motherfucker that shit, that gives a motherfucker, that gives somebody power. That gives somebody authority. That lets them know, well, I guess I got a choice to make. I guess I got to figure out what the fuck I'm, what's, shit. Well, goddamn, shit. It's like I tell people, I say this. I give a lot of rope. I do. I give a lot of rope in relationships, in general. I give a lot of rope. Because again, I don't have any expectations. I don't want to be let down because I feel like my time is precious. It's one thing you'll learn about me is that I would much rather have somebody waiting on me than me waiting on somebody else. That's how high I think about myself. Well, you shouldn't do that because what if you make people wait? Yeah, it's dumb. Because I know how my time works. I know the things I could be doing. Well, other people are doing things too. Yeah, that's true, but I ain't worried about them. Worry about me. I know how I work. I know what I do. It's me. Selfish. Call it what you want. I don't care. But it's just how it is. Again, I give people too much. I like to show up when I show up. Now, if it's important, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to be there when I need to be there. Come on now. Let's be realistic. That's fair. If it ain't important, What level of importance are we talking about? On a scale of importance, on a scale of you're giving birth to, I got a paper cut. What's the level of importance? Come on, let's talk about this. That's ridiculous, right? That's crazy, right? I shouldn't think that way, right? It's fucked up, right? No, it's not. Because it's my life. It's my terms. A lot of people need to start living on their terms. Now, granted, let me stop there. I am very, very caring. I'm very, very personable. I care about people. I care about things. I'm very focused. But I don't want to be taken for granted. I don't want to be taken advantage of. And so because of these things, my time, my life, my necessities are important to me. So again, let's go back to this conversation of why we give people so much, why we rely on people so much. Because we were taught that people need people, right? And I get that. I understand that. People do need people. But do people need people for everything?
Let me give you a hypothetical. Let me give you an example. I know for a fact, that many of you listening right now have missed a certain thing, missed a certain event, missed something that was important at that time because you didn't have anybody to go with, because you didn't have anybody to do that with. Oh, you didn't go do that? Why not?
I had nobody go with me.
What?
Yeah, I ain't do that. I ain't had nobody to go.
Are you kidding me? What the fuck?
Ain't nobody want to go. I ain't calling nobody. Ain't nobody want to come see. What?
That's crazy. Philip told me a while ago. And again, my parents, I thank them a lot. Philip told me this a while ago. He said, if you wait on people, you're going to be waiting forever. And you're going to miss out on everything. And it's true. Teresa taught me this a while ago. If there's something you want to do, go do it. Go do it. Regardless, go do it. Teresa, the same woman that will go see a movie by herself. She'll tell Philip, hey, I want to go see this movie. And he'll be like, I don't know if I want to see that. All right. And she'll go see it.
But they're together. They supposed to do everything together.
No, Why? Why? That's fucking crazy. Why would you do that? And I guarantee a lot of y'all think that's ridiculous. Well, if they married, they supposed to. No. Why? That's ridiculous. Why can't you have your own identity? Why can't you want to do your own things? Why? You're relying on people too much. You need to stop that. You're missing out on things. You're missing out on life. I refuse. And then here's the other side of that. So you went and did that? Yeah. Who'd you do it with? Me? You went by yourself? Yeah. That's crazy. You just didn't know how nobody to go with? Why do I need somebody? What? Why do I need somebody to go with? That don't sound crazy to you? That don't sound ridiculous? Huh? No? You? Oh, okay. It's like people be like, they talk about people going out and doing things by themselves, like going out to eat, going to bars. People just like to be outside. And granted, of course, pre-pandemic, pre-quarantine, pre-masked up. Like, I remember one day I just went to the park. I just wanted to read. Went outside, had a blanket, was just sitting out there enjoying the scenery, just looking. I know somebody would be like, you went out there by yourself? Yeah. I've done a lot of things by myself. I'm independent. So again, this goes back to that statement of why we need people. If I'm ever that low, granted, I understand. I'm viciously independent. Like, it takes a lot for me to ask for help. And when I finally ask for it, I know who to go to for it. But there's a criteria, because I will never ask anybody outside of that first category for help. Anybody. Mm-mm. I lean on family, and that family is immediate. I can't go nowhere else. Now, the other side of that, people have asked me for things, and I'm there. I'm always there. But I never expect me from them. Never. Never. Never expect me from them, because I know my shoes are huge. I know these are some big ass feet. And I mean, take it for how you want to take it. Call it what you want to call it, but it's true. We need to stop expecting ourselves from people. That's what it is. We need to stop that. The moment we stop doing that, things will be a lot better. And I know that's hard for a lot of y'all. Well, I like doing this, and I'm like, I mean, it sounds good. It does. But think about how many times you got burned. How many times you got left hanging? How many things you done missed? All that shit. And I think that's taught behavior. I think it's very, very taught behavior. The buddy system, shit like that. Because when you're by yourself, you're a loner. You're weird. Think about that kid that was always sitting by themselves at the table. Because nobody wanted to play with them or nobody wanted to talk to them or anything. Maybe they just wanted to do that. Or everybody was wearing their hats this way and you decided to wear your shit the other way. Now you're weird. No. Mm-mm. You can march to the beat of your own drum type shit, but at the same time, I mean, you know, just live your life. Stop worrying about shit. For real. Like, life happens, Jack. And this is funny, because I think about the people who are posting these things. Like I said, somebody posted that video of Busta Rhymes talking about, if I expect you to do this, you ain't reaching out. And I think about the person that posted that, and I've I've seen them in action on certain occasions, and I'll be like, wow. You ain't reliable for shit. But at the same time, I know how they've reacted to other things. I'll be like, oh, okay. That's what's up. Again, like I said, I have people I trust. I have people I love. I have people I love and trust. That's ridiculous. How do you? It is what it is. We have to find your independence. Find your independence. If you haven't found it yet. And I know a few of y'all haven't. Find your independence. Find your you, per se. And I don't want to say find your you like that, but just like be able to stand by yourself. Be able to be naked and stand by yourself. That's it. Be able to stand by yourself, be naked, and proud of it. Be able to walk that path and realize that you're not going to get that person you see on the other side of the mirror out of everybody else walking around outside. You're not. And it's tough for a lot of people. That's how a lot of people get hurt. People call me mean. People call me rude. People call me everything. But I'm realistic. I can't believe you think that way. It is what it is. Sorry. Life has shown me some things. Life has shown y'all some things too. But I just be confused. I remember here's a story, and I'm going to close out. Here's a story. My mother is not my emergency contact on anything. And granted, I'm 36, but still. My mother has never been my emergency contact on anything. And again, love my mama. Don't say nothing bad about her. I love Teresa. I'm her favorite. It is what it is. The reason why is because I know my mother. There have been times in my life that I have been low and I needed somebody. And I would reach out to my mother. And she was not there. And in the moments, it was rough. It was rough because it's like, shit, nigga, your own mama? And some of y'all listening to this like, whoa, that's crazy. Your mama? What? And I was like, I know my mama. So then conversely, Philip is my emergency contact because I know he's always there. But I never want to bother him with certain shit because I know he's doing shit. That's crazy, right? That's a crazy ass concept. You want your mama and mama ain't answering your phone, but you got your daddy, but you don't want to call him. It's crazy as fuck, ain't it? It's ridiculous, but it makes sense. So there was a situation years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago. I was in a class, right? And I knew there was some issues with this teacher. I don't know what the problem was. I felt like I was being singled out. It was crazy. And I remember there was this project, this assignment, that we had to write this paper. And I wrote the paper and filed the criteria and everything. And so getting to class, turning the papers in, and she comes back and grades them, talks about that most people did the paperwork wrong. It was not explained correctly. We didn't follow directions and shit. And she starts calling off names of people that got to redo their shit. Okay, word. And she's like, come up here, get your paperwork, and then redo it and all this other shit. So she gets my name. And I go up there, and I get my paper, and then she walks, and I'm walking off. She said, wait, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting my stuff to rewrite it. No, you're not supposed to do this. You got to give it to them. I'm like, you just said in front of all these people that we got to rewrite them and redo them. No, we're going to do it this way. Give me that back. And then she tries to snatch the paper out of my hand. I'm like, what are you doing? No, why are you acting like? I'm like, mother, what? And this was after a whole other situation, a bunch of situations. I remember one time I was sitting in the class and I'm paying attention and I was chewing gum. Why are you chewing gum in my class? Nigga, this is college. What are you talking about? Please spit your gum out. Motherfucker, this ain't your, what? What? I remember it was another time me and this guy I went to school with, high school, where he was in my class. And we were just talking about something with the class. What are you talking about back there? This is not important. I'm like, we're talking about this. It's not even, so it was just an issue. So this issue with the paperwork, I was fed up. I stormed out the classroom. I grabbed my stuff and I left. And I felt myself getting highly emotional and like tears. I didn't know what to do. I'd never been in that situation before, right? I panicked. And so I called my mama. Teresa didn't answer the phone. I was like, fuck! I didn't know how to take this, right? So I'm sitting here like devastated, trying to figure out, how do I express this? I need to get this out. I need to talk to somebody. So then I reached out to somebody else who I actually didn't expect to answer their phone. Thank God they did. And we talked. And everything that I needed to tell my mom, I told them. And I believe everything that I got back, I was something that she would have said. And I'm thankful for that. I'm like, this just goes back to having people in certain situations. But being aware that the people that you think and need in those moments are not going to be there. And that's what we need to realize. That's what we need to realize. I love Teresa. Love her to death. It's my mama, nigga. What? But I know that what's a crisis for me in that moment, she's not going to be there. That taught me a lot. That taught me so much in that moment. Take what you want with that. Call it what you want. But yeah, just, again, stop looking for you and other people. 15.